This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi today. CDS Anil Chauhan and the chiefs of the three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Director Personnel of NEPCO Major General R.K. Jha retired called on the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Pranaik retired at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. They had a detailed discussion on the ongoing and upcoming NEPCO projects across Arunachal Pradesh. The Governor was apprised of the current status and future plans of the corporation's energy initiatives in the state, which are aimed at enhancing power generation and contributing to regional development. The Governor advised NEPCO Director Personnel to adopt a community-centric approach in the implementation of development projects. Furthermore, the Governor suggested NEPCO to collaborate with credible NGOs operating in the state, especially those dedicated to health care and the welfare of children with special needs. In the meantime, NEPCO Director Personnel has expressed gratitude for his guidance and assured him of NEPCO's commitment to inclusive and responsible development in Arunachal Pradesh. In a significant breakthrough under Operation Dawn 2.0, the Naharlagan police yesterday apprehended the main drug supplier involved in a case registered in Naharlagan police station. Based on the disclosure made by a previously arrested accused, a police team led by OCPS Naharlagan Inspector Krishnendu Dev apprehended the accused, a resident of Bandadewa, Assam. A total of 20 vials containing suspected heroin weighing approximately 27.9 grams were recovered from his possession. Earlier, two co-accused were arrested on Sunday in connection with the same case. In the meantime, the Capital Police has achieved a significant victory in the fight against drugs. The Special Court, NDPS, has convicted and sentenced the four accused involved in a case registered under Itanagar Police Station. The conviction is a result of the swift and effective investigation by the Itanagar Police Team. Deputy Commissioner Lower Subansiri H.P. Vivek chaired the 8th district-level NCORD committee review in Zero yesterday. While addressing the meeting, the DC appreciated the district police for their relentless efforts to curb the drug menace and further stressed on continuous joint and concerted efforts of all stakeholders to address the narcotics threat in the valley. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ojing Lego informed that the district police has registered 6 narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances cases and arrested 10 people involved in the drugs-related crime. The meeting was also attended by CBOs and NGOs. The District Road Safety Committee meeting was held at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall, Bolling today. Deputy Commissioner P.N. Thungon reviewed the ongoing road safety initiatives and discussed strategies to reduce road accidents in the district. The meeting was convened in accordance with Section 215 of the Motor Vehicles Act 1988, which mandates the formation of district road safety committees to assist and advise the state government. Officials from the Transport Department, Police and Public Works Department, Health, Education, Urban and other key stakeholders attended the meeting. A half-day awareness cum interactive program on Mission Life and the Sustainable Development Goals was held at DNGC Itanagar today. The initiative aimed to instill environmental consciousness and promote the core sustainability principles of Mission Life and the SDGs among students and faculty members. The program was organized in collaboration with the College Eco Club and Internal Quality Assurance Cell. The Department of Commerce, Rajiv Gandhi University, has been nominated by the Northeastern Development Finance Corporation Limited to carry out a prestigious tourism consultancy project for Arunachal Pradesh. The agreement was signed by General Manager NEDFI Oli Bora and HOD of Commerce Professor R.C. Parida in the NEDFI premises Guwahati yesterday. The project is focused on the tourism sector of Arunachal Pradesh with special reference to private investment and analyzes the problems constraints faced by private investors in the state. The study aims to identify potential areas for tourism development and employment generation in the state. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.